Praise the Lord, everybody. Amen. Y'all know me better than that. Praise the Lord, everybody. Amen. So y'all know when I come up here, I like to dialogue and for y'all to say back to me because, you know, in the God's word, he says, amen, so it be, let it be so. And that's his signature on there. So Lord says, amen, surely we can say, amen. Thank you, Jesus. I just want to go before the Lord real quickly, give praise and honor. To thank him for the opportunity to be used by him. For it is not me, but it's about God. And so let us go. Thank you, Lord. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we just thank you for the opportunity to come before you, Lord. And God, I ask right now, Father, that I would decrease. And Lord, that you would increase in the Spirit. For Lord, that we are in your sanctuary on this first day of the new year. And God, we want your anointing to flow. We want your presence to be felt. God, that you are in control. And God, we are to be used by you. So flesh die today and spirit rise. So the anointing would flow from the front to the back and to those who are listening, that everybody would be touched. Everybody would be anointed and healed and set free. Set free in his word. For he sent his son Jesus. That we may live, forgiving us for all of our sins. And so, Lord, we say thank you. Thank you for everything, Lord, giving you praise, honor, and glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. I was just wanting to say today that when we stand before God, we stand for a living God. For he is not dead, he is alive. And on last night, you know, at 12 o'clock, you know, on the TV, they drop the ball, and you see all these people in New York and all on TV, and they stand up and they hoop and holler like they've just been blessed with $1 million. And when we go to football games or anything of an entertainment, we get up and we see people with the paint on their faces, and they paint their bodies, and they hoop and holler, and yeah, go, amen, Jesus. You don't hear that. You hear, that's my team. And then if you're at a baseball game, you hear it, and then, oh, it's gone, it's gone, it's gone, yes! And everybody's just running around and thanking the team and getting all excited. But do we get excited for God? We need to be excited for God. Amen. See, and his word says in Psalms that we must praise the Lord. Praise him with the fruit of our lips. Because if he says, if I be lifted up, all men come unto me. We must lift him up today. Now, see, we need to be thankful. Thankful for this new year, a new day, a new opportunity to give him glory, to give him honor. So as we look back on yesterday, thinking about today, I know that sometimes pastors may say, you know, let go of the past. But, you know, when I look at the past on this new day, I look at where he's brought me from. I look at how he saved me. I'm not like I used to be. I'm not exactly where I want to be, but I'm working on where I need to be. See, I'm standing for God today. See, the old Jackie died a long time ago and was raised up in Jesus. This man, I tell you, when I look at even the movies and I see how, you know, they pierced his size, you know, and I look at back in the day, and I know my mama going to hear this, and I'm thankful for my mom and my family being here, that, see, God spared me 3 times. I'm giving my testimony now, so y'all better listen to this and hear this well. I'm giving my testimony. God spared me 3 times. One for the Father, one for the Son, and one for the Holy Spirit. See, because 3 times I tried to take my own life, and God said, not so. He said, not so, because he has a plan for me, just as he has a plan for you. See, it's not by chance that we're here today. It's by his grace. It's by his mercy. So when we stand up here and you know that God has been good to you, how can we sit down on God? When you know that God has saved you, we read this prayer book. And we know the miracles, and we know the testimonies. Now, you don't have to tell me, but when you testify, others overcome from your testimony. There's some living, walking miracles in here today. There's some people who have been saved and set free from depression. There's some people who have been saved and set free from cancer. There's some people who are standing in here right now that they thought they were dead and gone, and God said, not so. He said, not so. He says, I have a work for you to do. And so when we come in the house of the Lord, don't sit there and quench the spirit. Lift your hands and say, amen. Lift your hands and say, hallelujah. Hallelujah to God. For God be the glory. Because see, hallelujah. Because see, I don't know Spanish. I don't know Japanese. I don't know Chinese. I don't know any other language. I can tell you, I can say I know Ebonics, slang, all that good stuff. But I tell you, hallelujah is the only word that is pronounced the same and means the same in every language. So when we say hallelujah, everybody knows what we're talking about, no matter where you are. No matter where you are. You can be in a third world country, anywhere. When they say hallelujah, everybody knows what they're saying. That's the same meaning, the same word, and it's God's word. So when we say hallelujah, it's the highest praise we can give God. So stand on your feet and let's give God some praise. Say hallelujah. Glory be to God. For in Psalms it says we must lift our voice, say praise God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He said, praise him in the sanctuary. Praise him in your house. Praise him in your home. Praise him in your heart. Give him praise. For he is worthy to be praised. I count it a blessing that I can walk. He give me eyes to see. A tongue to talk. Ears to hear. A mind to say, yes, Lord. A mind to say, yes, Lord. Yes to your will. Yes to your way. Yes to you, Jesus. Because I'm standing here because of you, Lord. I don't stand because I choose to stand. I stand because you lift me up. You're all powerful. Nobody is here by chance. God rose you up this morning. He started you on your way. Can we say yes? Yes to the Lord. Yes to his will. Yes, Lord, I love you. Because your son died for me. When he was on the cross, he cried out, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. So when he cried out for me, and he cried out for you. He loves you more than you love yourself. Can you say yes? Yes, Lord. Yes to your will. God, I love you today. I love you for yesterday. So when he says, I love you, his love is an action word. If I want to go over there, I got to walk over there. If I want to go over there, I got to walk over there. See, it's action. So when we say, I love you, do it with action. So time and time when we come into his house, we are living for God. He says, let go of the past. Step into the new beginning. This is a new year, so it's a new me. Can I get a witness? Does anybody know what I'm talking about? Does anybody know what I'm feeling today? Can it rub off on you? Can it rub off on you? See, I know how God is. He pours out his anointing. He pours out his blessing. Not just for me, but for you, you, and you. He says, how can you love me and not love my brethren? So now I'm going to go slow it down a little bit because I want you to get this. Have a seat. Have a seat now. Because see, when we come into the house of the Lord, he says, how can I love God and not love my brethren? So it's not just in this church. It's in any church. When we walk through the house and open those doors and we come into the sanctuary, he wants us to praise him, love one another. For if you love my brethren, you love Jesus. Now, sometimes we come in with a heavy burden. Sometimes we come in and say, I want to see what them folks talking about. I want you to prove it to me. And sometimes we come in with some hidden agendas. Now, I say we, because see, God spoke the word to me first. So when he speaks the word to me first, he convicts me first. But I thank him for it, and I praise him for it. So when I come over here and say, I love you, sister, and I smile and I hold her dearly with true love, that's Jesus. Then I come over here, thank you, brother. He ain't getting no hug today. And then I come over here to this brother, and I just give him a little tap, you know, just so I can say I did it. But did it mean anything? Did it mean anything? Now, just know, I embraced you, like the love of Jesus. But sometimes we come in the midst of God's house pretending. God doesn't pretend. His word is real. His word is true. And so when we come into God's house, ask God first. Let me leave that at the door. When I walk up to that sister, I walk up to that brother, I'm going to love them with the love of Jesus. In his word, he says, if you have a problem with your brother or your sister, go to them in love. Go to them in love. And I know pastors preached on it several times and says, if the person does not know, how can you be angry? If they don't know, how can you be angry? So you must let them know, sister, brother, this is how I feel. And godly love. And godly love. So, hallelujah to Jesus. His grace and mercy has kept us from dying. We praise him for the health and the strength. We praise him with all our heart, with all our mind, all our souls. So let us take a minute just to say, God, I thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Now, he says that in his word is truth. His word is the way. His word is everything. Now, most of you might know that I was a teacher by trade. I was in the classroom. And in Sunday school, I taught. And I had this Bible. And I brought in a teacher's edition. And I taught my class. I said, class, this is a teacher's edition. This is the Bible. And I said, this teacher's edition is supposed to have all the answers. But even my students found some wrong answers in that teacher's edition. Flawless? No. No, it's not. It had plenty of mistakes in it. And they love to catch me being wrong. But I know a book that is not wrong. I know a book that has all the answers in it from Genesis to Revelation. From Genesis to Revelation. So in this book, there's nothing wrong with it. It has all the truth. Every answer you need is in this word. Everything you need is in this word. But you know the one thing that we have fought with, and it says in his word. And before I even say that, I want to say this. You know the old saying that they say, don't shoot the messenger? Don't shoot the messenger. Whether it be Pastor Wanda, Pastor Lisa, Pastor Joyce, or myself, don't shoot the messenger, because see, God speaks through us. It's his word, and we speak his word from his Bible. So we can't get it wrong. He says, don't add to it and don't take away from it. So I stand before you today. Do you know his word? He says that we are destroyed by lack of knowledge. You can't teach, you can't preach, you can't talk about it unless you know about it. So you got to spend time with it. You got to spend time with it. We have a lot of relationships. We have mothers, fathers. We have relationships on the job. We got relationships with the bank, because everybody wants a relationship with their money. We want to make sure it's right. We got relationships with the insurance people. Any relationship that you can imagine, we have. Because we are people who like to socialize. We like to have people around. But the thing about it is we take so much time to get to know somebody if we want to get to know them. We'll take them out. Wine them and dine them. Talk to them on the phone for hours. Yes, we will. We'll spend hours and days. We might even take them on vacation if we really like them. We spend a lot of time with them. We build them up. We encourage them. We tell them, you look nice. You look beautiful. We do all that we can to satisfy the flesh. We satisfy this flesh. But God says, what do you do to spend time with me? He gives us 24 hours in a day, and we might spend 5 minutes when we're driving. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. God, thank you for waking me up this morning. Okay, I gave him my 5 minutes. I got to get to work now. There's a lot of us who will go to work and be there on time, come to church just before the sermon. Hallelujah. Come to church just before offering. He says that if you set aside the time for me, I'll set aside the time for you. So when you come into the house and you tell God you're going to be here at 10 o'clock, be here at 5 till. That's what you're going to do? No. Come, let him know that you have sanctified yourself before him. So he knows that you are real. So he knows that you want to have a relationship with him. So when you have problems in the relationship of this world, if you have a relationship with God, everything else would work itself out. But you cannot, as the word says, let the sun go down on your anger. Don't let the sun go down on your anger. Again, back to his word. If you have a problem with somebody, go to them. Godly. If you need help, you got the deacons, you got the pastors. You got them all, that they can be with you. So let us go to the word. If you would go to John 17. The word comes that it may sanctify us, that it may cleanse us. So in John 17, verse 17, and it reads, sanctify them by the truth. Your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, I have sent them into the world. For them I sanctify myself, that they too may be truly sanctified. The word will cleanse you. The word will make you whole. The word will give you what you need. It will fill any void that may be missing. So have a true relationship with God. He says, I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. No one comes to me except through my Father. Amen. Amen. You know, so we spend our time that God has blessed us with. And I know we get busy, and I know we have jobs. But who gave you the job? Who gives you the time? God. Can we give some back to him? Just give him some. Because he says if we have the faith the size of a mustard seed, and if we give him some time, he says in his word, if you come unto me, I'll come unto you. James 4 and 8. It's in his word. For every answer you need, it's in his word. So spend time with him. Dedicate yourselves. Not about the people, the places, and things of this world. Don't be so much into the creations of this world, but be into the Creator, the one who created it all for us. For he gave it to us, and not we ourselves. So love him with all your heart, and all your mind, and all your soul. See, because I know a man who sits up high and looks down low. I know a man who gave his only begotten son for us. He gave us the greatest gift of love. A man who can heal. A man who gave us the very breath to breathe. His name is Jesus. Jesus. There's something about the name of Jesus. The man you can trust in the time of need. The man you can trust to tell him anything and everything. It's not picking up the phone and it's he say, she say stuff. See, because when you tell him something, he keeps it between you and him. See, now, not that I've ever been in jail, but if I was to go to jail, I got to call on mama. She might not be there. And I might call on my best friend. They might not be there. But when I call on Jesus, he'll never leave me nor forsake me. He's always there. He's right on time. So you know that God loves us so much. He's so important and he's so good to us. And let me tell you what he says about how he's been so good to us. 1 Peter 2 and 9. 1 Peter 2 and 9. He says, we are a chosen people, royal priesthood, a holy nation, people belonging to God, people that he loves. So we don't belong to ourselves, but we belong to God. Now, wouldn't you rather have a true friend than Jesus if you can't have a true friend than nobody else? He'll never leave you, never forsake you, never let you down. But see, we have a tendency to only call on him when we're in need. But we need to praise him for right here and right now, for he's worthy to be praised. Church, see, this is a new year, a new beginning. See, that's my New Year's resolution. A new me, a new year in God. To elevate, to come higher in him. Knowing his word, spending time with him. Not so much of the gossiping, the cursing, All the excuses, all the people, places, and things that keep us or have kept us from having a relationship with God. So we need to forget about all those reasons that we might have said no and think about all the reasons he's given us to say yes. Yes to his will. Yes to his way. For we are not dead in Christ. We live in him. See, we died in the sins, but we rose in the grace. So let us go to Romans 6. Romans 6, verses 1. And it says we're dead to sin, alive in Christ. What shall we say then? Shall we go on sinning so that the grace may increase? No. By no means. We died to the sin, so how can we live in it any longer? This is God's word. It's not my word. He says, or don't you know that all of us were baptized into Christ Jesus? We were baptized into his death. We were therefore buried with him through his baptism into the death, in order that Jesus as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father. We too may live what? A new life. We too may live a new life. Don't we want to live a new life? Grand and better than the yesterday. For today, we can rise. Rise with Jesus every morning. Lay down with Jesus every night. That's somebody I want to get to know every day. Because he loves me. He loves me. You know, and I have to refer back to Pastor. You know, she taught a lot to us. And sometimes I would be there and I'd be like, Pastor, were you a fly on the wall? My goodness. Fly on the wall. How did you know that? Through God. See, when his word comes, it may hit me different than it hits you, but it should hit us. You know, sometimes I've been in different churches, I've church talked, and you see that people will say, well, they get mad at the pastor or whoever's giving the word, and like, how do they know my business, and why are they talking to me and pointing me out? No, that's God using them. Can't get mad at the messenger, because if you get mad at the messenger, you're getting mad at the person who gave it to him. And my arms are not long enough to box with God. So I just get knocked out. Because his word, when it hits me, I'm thankful. Even when he's coming to spank me a little bit, like our parents do, because he loves me. So I have to be thankful and grateful for that. Because what the devil means for bad, God turns to good. So he has to let us know, now, Jackie, don't do that, because I'm his child. So I have to be thankful and grateful. Because he's letting me know, no, that's not the way. Go this way. Not that way, but this way. My way. Not your way, but my way. Not my will, but his will. So it's not about me, but it's more about him. So it's not just between me and you, but it's between me and God. So we have our own individual relationship with God. Now we can come together, and he says, assemble ourselves, because we are family in him. We're to come together. Because there's a lot of people say, I can church at home. Yeah, you can do that. But his word says, come together and assemble yourselves. Because we must praise and worship him together. So that he gets the victory. He gets the glory. He gets the honor. So, I mean, yes, sometimes you may be in a situation where you're sick and shut in. Yes, we got it on the radio. Thank the Lord. But if you have no reason for not coming to church, you should be here because it says it in his word. Not because pastor says it or I say it, because it says it in his word. And this is where we come in fellowship and we grow stronger together. Stronger together in numbers for the Lord. So when we walk out those doors, we are empowered with his Holy Spirit. We are empowered to go out and bring in souls. Win souls for him. Because that's what he wants us to do. Love him. And love each other. That's what he commanded us to do. So we must love each other in truth and in spirit. Don't just fake it till you make it, because you can't do that. Okay? We cannot get into heaven arm in arm. Can't pull on each other's coattails, because it's an individual relationship with God. Now we can go over and minister and witness and tell each other about Jesus. And pray that somebody who's lost would be found. But in the end, it's between you and God. Between you and God. For us to be Christ-like. To be living examples of him. Do you have a friend like Jesus? Do you know any friends like Jesus that will lay out for you, to give their life for you so that you can live? Do we have a friend like Jesus? Do we want Jesus more and more every day, all day? Because it feels so good, because he loves us so much. Jesus is our friend. Isaiah 53 and 5 says, he was pierced for our transgressions, crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him. By his stripes we were healed. Healed. Healed in every aspect of our lives. Healed in our minds. Healed from everything that we can imagine. Healed so that we can walk upright in him. That's the friend I want. Because he says, greater the love he has, none other than that laid down his life for his friends. He calls us friends. We sing a song. Calls us friends. He says, you are my friends if you do what I command. I no longer call you servants, because a servant does not know his master's business. They don't know. Instead, I have called you friends, for everything that I learned from my Father, I have made it known to you. So therefore, we must know God for ourselves. Spending time with him, hanging out with him, reading his word, praying, coming to Bible study, fellowshipping, loving one another. Amen? Amen. So we must start out this new year, this new beginning, remembering that God is our friend. He loves us. He gave us this new year, not we ourselves. So he says, when I was a child, I talked like a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. But when I became a man, I put childish things away. So when we come in the house, once again, if I have aught or something against my brother or sister, let them know. Don't be childish. Leave those childish things behind us. Grow up spiritually. Grow up in his word so that people would see the evidence of it. I'm not childish anymore. I stand for Jesus. Them little things don't bother me no more. I stand for Jesus. Because how can we dare say I'm mad because they didn't speak to me? I'm mad because they didn't buy me lunch? Whatever the case may be. Because whatever you could get mad about, think about the ripping of his flesh. Because I don't think, I have to consider myself pretty strong, but I don't think I can handle that. I would probably pass out in shock at the first lashing. I couldn't take it. But he took it for us. He took it all for us. And all he asks is to love one another. So he says in 2 Corinthians, so from now on, we regard no one from a worldly point of view, not of the world, but of God's view. Seeing through God's eyes, hearing through God's ears. I want to see you the way God sees you. I want you to see me the way God sees me, not the way the world sees me. He says, so though we once regarded Christ this way, we do so no longer. Therefore, if anyone in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone and the new has come. Amen. The new has come. Now, I got something I want to leave with you. And it's talking about you and God. See, I have to look at my past not the way I used to. Because when I looked at it the way I used to just beat myself up, put myself down. Looking at the past, the way people looked at me. But I had to think about that, that God looked at me the way he created me in his own image. And God don't create no junk. He says, I love you because I created you. He says, I need you. The world needs you. So he has put the gifts within us. And those gifts must stir up like never before. Laying hands, healing people, praying for people, touching people with the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Because God gave that to us. We are royal priesthood people. That's what he said to us. I'm not saying that to you. God is saying that to you. And so what I leave with you today, and it's a poem that says, "You and God." It reads, "People are often unreasonable, irrational, and self-centered. Forgive them anyway. If you are kind, people may accuse you of selfish, ulterior motives. Be kind anyway. If you are successful, you will win some unfaithful friends and some genuine enemies. Succeed anyways. If you are honest and sincere, people may deceive you. Be honest and sincere anyway. What you spend years creating, others could destroy overnight. Create anyway. If you find serenity and happiness, some may be jealous. Be happy anyway. The good you do today will often be forgotten. Do good anyway. Give the best you have, and it may never be enough. Give your best anyway. And the final analysis, it was between you and God. It was never between you and them anyway."
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is good. God is so good. Isn't he wonderful? Isn't he magnificent? He's the best friend you could ever have, because it starts between you and you and him, not between you and me. Because when you get it right between you and him, everything else will work itself out. So I say to you today, you might have said or have been saying, "I'm not worthy enough." You might be saying that this word may not be for me, but God's word is for us all. It's between me and him. It's between you and him. For his word is for the saved, the unsaved, maybe even the backslidden. But this new year, this new beginning, this new you is between you and God. So in Romans it says, if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe with your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it's with your heart that you believe and are justified, and with your mouth that you confess you are saved. Amen. Now, see, I want to get a little loose because I love the Lord. See, God has brought me from a mighty long way. And I stand before you today saying that God is my all in all. He saved me. He delivered me. He picked me up, turned me around, and set my feet on solid ground. I love him. I love him. I love him. And I praise him today, for he loves me so. And see, I want you to know that God says he loves you. He says he loves you with everything within him. I want you to stand to your feet, because God gave you the feet to stand up and say, the glory of God is with me. Glory to his name. Hallelujah. Praise him. Lift your hands up. Give him praise. Give him glory. Hallelujah. Usher in his presence, for he is worthy to be praised. You want more from God? Give him more. You want more from God? Say yes. You want more from God? Say yes. He said, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah is the highest praise. Hallelujah, praise him with the fruit of your lips. Praise him with your hands. Praise him, praise him, praise him for your breakthrough. Praise him for your healing. Praise him for your finances. Praise him. You want finances, praise him. You want a blessing, praise him. Thank him for his glory, for he is worthy. He is worthy. He is worthy. He is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise him. Praise him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. All he wants is a few minutes of our time. All he wants is a few minutes of our time. Can we give him that? Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. So when we come up for communion, say yes to the Lord. Come up with your hearts given to him, thinking about a relationship with him, thinking about what he's done for you, thinking about how this new year he's blessing, giving it back to you, for he loves you. Let the word seep into your hearts today. Let the word cleanse you, purge you, elevate you, thinking about Jesus. If he hasn't even blessed you in everything that you asked for, he's blessed you for the things you haven't even asked for. So thank God for you today. And I pray that his word has been just as good to you as it has been for me. Looking into a new year with a new you and a new relationship. Amen.